Now, frankly, I don't even know if I need to wear these bullshit headphones, but they sound cool. Like, I can hear myself. And it's like this weird added layer of confidence. I feel like a professional. It feels good. I hope you enjoy today's video, because what I'm going to do today is I'm going to start off with a little story. Okay? Now, this is a story when we're going to go way, way back to little tiny, scrawny Casey. Okay, tiny little scrawny Casey, when I was basically a bitch. Like, if top shelf, full stack, one percenter is up here and bitch is down here, we're talking I was down here, okay? So I'm like 18, 19 years old. One of my very first friends, he brings me to a house party. First time I go to a house party, right? I'm 135 pounds, and this the statement and the fact of this is I was not in control of my emotions. My emotions were in control of me. And for damn good reason, too. Because at 135 pounds, when I had never really partied that much, I had never really hung out with anybody that much, I did not have a lot of experience. I knew that a party equaled a lot of things. Number one, a party equaled a lot of big booty, beautiful women. We're talking tiny little waists, big voluptuous curves, right? Hot women would be there, and I knew that. That got my little boy heart fluttering. Tap, 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 tap. I could feel that heart going. Okay, heart speeds up. I only weigh 135 pounds. I'm tiny, I'm scrawny, I don't have a lot of experience, okay? My friend calls me a bitch, which I was being a bitch, brings me to the party anyways, he drives, okay? I get there, I've never really drank before, dude throws a Bud Light Lime in my hand, tries to get me to drink. So I'm sitting there, and I'm uncomfortable for a few reasons. Number one, I know that at 135 pounds, if shit hits the fan, I can't fight, and I'm probably going to get my ass kicked. Number two, at 135 pounds, looking like a dork, I probably can't get women. Number three, I'm going to have to get piss hammered just to even talk to these women. And number four, I didn't have a lot of confidence. My point being is this. If you've ever been in that situation where you don't feel good enough, you know you're not high value, that should scare the ever-living shit out of you. That should push you in a direction to take action because your current situation sucks that bad. From that night on, I could not sleep that whole summer until I improved myself. And the reason why I could not sleep is because I knew that if I lived a life like that, where I can't attract the type of woman that I want, I can't protect myself, I don't look strong and able and viable and capable, I have no experience, and I have no ways to generate wealth for myself, what in the hell do I have any use in calling myself a man for? You see, and what I realized there at that specific point is I was not in control of my emotions. My emotions were in control of me. But my emotions were in control of me for damn good reason too. Okay, it's not that I did not want to control my emotions, it's that my emotions took over. And all of a sudden I felt a rush of anxiety. I felt fearful, I felt scared, I felt nervous, my heart rate's higher, I'm apprehensive. And it's because I did not put in the work. And see, this is why women today not only refuse to date modern men, but modern men refuse to do the work in any way, shape, or form, and it's because they are complete sloths. You are probably a sloth. Let me explain something to you. If you sit on your ass, if you watch bullshit television or spectator sports, and you drink beer for the hell of it, and you sit there and you get wasted, only to live for the weekend, you have to realize what a weak and what a pathetic life that you actually live. The reason why majority of women do not want modern men today is that modern men refuse to take action and modern men refuse to do the work. And the only way you can do this, you see, is if you're actually in control of your emotions. See, that night I learned something very, very important. That night what I learned is that I will never put myself in a circumstance. I told myself this. I went to bed that night and I pledged to myself when I got home that night. I said, never again, come hell or high water, will I ever put myself in a vulnerable situation to where my emotions are in control of me and I'm not in control of them. And what did that actually look like? That looked like something pretty deep. And here's what happened. What happened was I came to the stern conclusion that the only way I would ever in a million years be able to control my fucking emotions is if I had the strength and the fortitude to put in the work to where I knew that I was stronger than them. So let me explain something to you, okay? What I did over the next 8 years, and yes, it takes work. You're going to have to get off your ass. There's no amount of YouTube videos. There's no quick freaking shortcut to X, shortcut to six-pack abs, shortcut to building wealth, shortcut to doing this, shortcut to getting the girl. You're either full stack and you've done the work or you're not. Okay, let this sink in. I'm here to twist the knife to motivate you a little bit to realize that if your situation sucks ass that bad, if you can't get laid, if you can't get paid, and you are not out in life on your purpose, you have some serious work to do, but that's okay because I'm here to help. This fires me up. Let me explain to you what happens when you actually tell yourself that you will do things regardless. For example, if I don't feel like working, I tell my brain to fuck off and I'm going to work anyways. If I don't feel like going to the gym and I just put in a 12-hour day on the computer or a 12-hour day of working or a 12-hour day of running meetings, I will tell my brain to fuck off and I'm going to go hit legs anyways. If my brain gets scared, fearful, and apprehensive of approaching that big booty, voluptuous, wonderful woman who we're going to go out on an amazing date, if I get apprehensive about that, I will tell my brain to fuck off. And I'm going to make the approach anyways. I'm going to say hello anyways. And see, when you have that mentality where you have the power to tell your brain to fuck off and your brain does not control you, but you control it, here's what happens is you actually start to develop as the type of grit that an individual needs to actually have success as a man. And here's what happens. This is not some tactical woo-woo motivational bullshit video. Your whole demeanor starts to improve. You become more level-headed. You become more strong and destined and determined. And you have to understand that this is not about game or tactics, and especially when it comes to attracting the type of person you want to attract. This solely comes to who you are as an individual. So I will give you an example. Now, after putting in 8 to 10 years of work on myself with my finances, gaining 55 pounds of muscle, being a totally different individual, I don't need to run game on any woman if I go out on a date because she can tell that the package and what I've represented is actually authentic and congruent with who I am. This is the biggest point that I'm trying to get across to all of you. There is no shortcut for the work. You're going to have to tell your brain to fuck off when it's weak. You're going to have to say, fuck off, I'm going to work anyways. Fuck off, I'm going to go to the gym. Fuck off, I'm going to do the things I know I need to do to get to where I need to be. And it is not until you make that switch that that demeanor will shine through in how you talk. That demeanor will shine through in how you act. And then all of a sudden when you talk, you have a different level of conviction in your voice that you did not have before. There is absolutely no use in ever being in a situation or a predicament where your emotions are in control of you, because the second that you succumb, the second that you submit to your own fear, your own anxieties, you become a weak-willed man. You become a weak-willed individual. And women, not only do they disrespect and not like weak-willed men and weak-willed individuals, but this will bleed into everything, into who you are and who you've became. And 1 month of living that way leads into 2 months, and 2 months leads into 6 months, and 6 months leads into a year, and 1 year leads into 6 years. And then when you take a look at your whole life, you wake up one day and you say, where the fuck have I been? How did I get to this point? How am I 35 pounds overweight and I can't even see my cock when I look down? How is it that not only do I make $5,000 a month, but I've made only $5,000 a month every single month for literally the past 5 years? How is it that I'm still sexless and single after being on a dry spell for 5 years? You have to understand that as a man, everything in life is a competition. And not only is it you competing against who you were yesterday, yes, that's important too, but you need to take a look at the outside world. You need to look at other people who are doing better than you, and you need to say, what is it that they have that I don't? Because if you're made of flesh and blood and bones, just like they are, it is your goddamn duty to perform to the level that you know you need to.